ours to protect. Brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Comisión na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
I think there's more and more of an awareness around sustainability, and I can certainly see it in the foraging workshops. The numbers are kind of growing, and I suppose even in terms of some of the awards that I mentioned, they're all relatively new awards, and it's around an awareness that people are more conscious of where their money is going.
Good evening, I'm Luke Delaney. That's the voice of Tara McEnany, owner of Wild Sheog. Traditional cosmetic products can have a harmful influence on the environment. That's because of packaging waste, hazardous ingredients and unsustainable production techniques. Now, companies are starting to be more aware of their impact on the environment, and one of those is Dublin's Wild Sheog. They're an online shop and foraging workshop that makes skincare products, natural remedies, honey and more. Tara told us about their journey as a business and some of the items that they sell to the public.
Our business is Wild Sheog. And we're just over the road. So we have an apiary of native Irish honeybees, and we use the honey in a range of tonics that we make and the wax in a range of natural skincare products. So I forage for a lot of ingredients like nettle, plantain, mullein. I do some foraging workshops here at the Rediscovery Centre. Everything is handmade and sustainable and, you know, handpicked by me.
And Tara, where did the journey start for you guys, and when did you really say, you know what, there's definitely a business in this?
I suppose I grew up with an awareness of wild herbs. I had a grandparent who was all about talking to me about wild foods and berries and picking nettles and making nettle soup. So I always grew up with that awareness. And I suppose I kind of feel as time has gone on, we've got more distant from the land and from the environment. And when I do workshops with kids, they're always amazed that actually there's loads of superfoods growing all around us. And I think if we can kind of educate the younger generation, you know, they have more of an appreciation, might be less likely to pollute or to litter, and maybe just nurture our wild herbs.
Would that be the main motivation for you to keep striving for new products and to showcase? And it really is the fact of educating that new generation coming through.
Yeah, I mean, there's a huge environmental ethos behind Wild Sheog. So it's about sustainability. It's about, I suppose, you know, educating people. It's also about protecting our native Irish honeybees. And it's about natural remedies and natural skincare. And it's Irish, so it's not flying a million miles to get to your shelves.
Absolutely. And just looking here, you have a range of different products. Can you talk me through some of the stuff that you make?
Okay, so this one here is probably one of our more popular ones. It's an elderberry boost, so it's a really good preventative for colds and flus. So elderberry season, it's Sambuca nigra. When your elderflowers are gone, you're left with your elderberry. It was revered as a plant by the Celts. And to this I add cinnamon, clove, ginger and honey, so it's got a kind of a mulled wine kind of Christmassy taste, good for children to use as well. Then obviously we have the honey from our native Irish honeybees. Apart from tasting delicious, you know, it's really good for anybody who's got hay fever or anything like that. And then this one here, our rosehip face serum, has won a couple of awards for us. So this year it was shortlisted for the Country Living Sustainability Award. It's got a silver medal in the Global Green Beauty Awards, and it also was shortlisted for a prize in the Free From Skincare Awards. I also use the beeswax, and I do some hand-rolled beeswax candles. And then we have a hand cream, and again, it's beeswax from our own bees. It's lavender, some coconut oil, so completely natural. And then I do a range of apple cider vinegar drinks as well. So everything is natural.
You're very busy as well, and I think for a lot of our listeners listening in, they'd be like, how do you produce so much stuff? Is there a lot of work that goes into the manufacturing side of this and getting it from ingredients into these lovely packaging in front of us here today?
Yeah, I mean, it is a labour-intensive process, and sometimes people will look at the elderberry, so, you know, it's 17 euros. But to forage enough elderberries to make that tonic, you know, sometimes I think if I was charging per hour, I'm working at a loss. So yeah, it is a labour intensive process, but it's a labour of love. And I suppose I think when I'm out foraging, I get very in tune with what's in season, what's likely to be coming up in season. And I kind of think nature responds. So just at the time that colds and flus start, that's when the elderberries appear in the hedgerows and the rose hips. Equally, springtime, when people are feeling a bit sluggish, that's when the nettles are at their best. Yeah, it is. It's a labour-intensive process, but it's a labour of love.
Thank you so much for your time today, and I wish you all the best in the future.
Thank you. Thank you.
As more consumers transition to more sustainable ways, having access to an experienced business like Wild Sheoge is a great start for anyone looking for climate-friendly gifts and products.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.